Isaiah chapter 27.
On that day, Leviathan the sea monster will squirm and try to escape, but the Lord will kill him with a cruel, sharp sword. At that time, you must sing about a fruitful vineyard.
I, the Lord, will protect it and always keep it watered. I will guard it day and night to keep it from harm. I am no longer angry, but if it produces thorns, I will go to war against it and burn it to the ground. Yet if the vineyard depends on me for protection, it will become my friend and be at peace with me. Someday Israel will take root like a vine. It will blossom and bear fruit that covers the earth. I, the Lord, didn't punish and kill the people of Israel as fiercely as I punished and killed their enemies. I carefully measured out Israel's punishment and sent the scorching heat to chase them far away. There's only one way that Israel's sin and guilt can be completely forgiven. They must crush the stones of every pagan altar and place of worship. Fortress cities are left like a desert where no one lives. Cattle walk through the ruins, stripping the trees bare. When broken branches fall to the ground, women pick them up to feed the fire. But these people are so stupid that the God who created them will show them no mercy.
The time is coming when the Lord will shake the land between the Euphrates River and the border of Egypt. And one by one he will bring all of his people together. A loud trumpet will be heard. Then the people of Israel who were dragged away to Assyria and Egypt will return to worship the Lord on his holy mountain in Jerusalem.